Oh, Mossy, good morning,
Good
buddy.
morning, guys. Great to be here.
It's always good to be here. We've got a big game underway currently. Everton expected to win against Watford. We're only 11 minutes in, mate. It's nil-nil.
Yeah, you'd imagine that Everton will get the points at home in this one. They've been a bit up and down lately, but you'd imagine at home they'll get the points.
Liverpool yesterday moved to the top of the
How
competition
good's this?
table after Man City
Loz,
getting
this is
beaten.
a big story.
Yeah.
On the back of Manchester City's first loss of the season as well to Chelsea, and Maurizio Sarri came out after that game and said, "Don't get too carried away. We still can't win the title, so let's put that to bed straight away." But yeah, look, it was a fantastic result by Chelsea. They rode their luck in the first half an hour. Manchester City had their chances, but Chelsea got the money, and then Liverpool they certainly took full advantage of the opportunity and fantastic win, and went top of the table.
We got an SMS in yesterday, and it said, and Robbie Slater alerted to the fact that, over the last 10 years or whatever it's been, that if you're in front at Christmas, you go on and win the title. The only teams that have failed to do it has been Liverpool. It's twice.
Let's just say the last time they just slipped up at the last hurdle, literally, with Steven Gerrard. But
Manchester City is still $1.38 favourites to get the job done over Liverpool 350.
Yeah,
is there any value there?
Anyone who, well, of course there is, because it's really become a two-horse race. So in a two-horse race, I think $3.50 is a decent bet.
Yeah.
But what I will say is, anyone who's thinking that Manchester City have slipped off the perch,
well,
or
lost one game,
or, yeah. And mate, they are, and they've got Champions League this week, obviously.
So Liverpool, a big game against Napoli.
Yeah, they've got to win by two to get through, and that's a massive game. But all the Premier League teams have got massive games. Man City against Hoffenheim, they're in the box seat there. Liverpool against Napoli, as you said, that's going to have to be a magical Champions League night at Anfield.
Two goals, is it?
Yeah. So they need to win by two to get through there. Manchester United away to Valencia, and Barcelona hosting Spurs. Spurs Champions League life on the line as well. So massive, massive week,
right,
of Champions League football.
Can you see Spurs winning?
No.
Right.
No.
No.
With all due respect to all our Spurs fans out there,
going that was away an emphatic
to Barcelona.
No, too.
Yeah,
you're very confident with your no there, Mossy.
You go away to Barcelona, and Messi on the weekend was on a different level again, as we always expect.
Again, $1.62 at tab.com.au. Liverpool tomorrow morning against Napoli, $4.50.
Look, I'm going to back them. I'm going to back them to win. Whether they'll win by the margin they need to is a different story, but I'll back them to win at home.
Real Madrid should be way too good for CSKA Moscow, you think?
Yes, yep, you would think so there for sure.
And other high-profile matches, Tottenham against Barcelona. Now, Barcelona at home, $1.95 against Tottenham, $3.30.
Unbackable favourites, Barca.
That's a good price for Barcelona, $1.95.
Almost
$2. That's nearly even money.
That's right, yeah. Not
so
bad at all.
They're your lock?
Barcelona are my lock, yep.
They're your lock into Liverpool?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
We've got good action tomorrow
first.
Morning.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You heard it here first.
Oh, Mossy straight on the ball. What about on the local?
You jumped on the Barcelona bandwagon pretty quickly.
Well, he just talked up Messi.
He loves Lionel Messi.
Exactly. Is it Lionel or Lionel?
Lionel.
Lionel.
Yeah. But we'll go with Lionel.
Well, we're in Australia, so Lionel in Australia.
Just Messi.
It's sort of in line with Terry Henry.
Was that you?
I don't know where I said. I don't think I said that.
You
I think,
did.
I no, don't no, think no. I said.
As God is my witness, you said
no,
it.
Did I?
Don't you worry about that.
Oh, well, Terry Tezza. Henry. Tezza. Where is he now, by the way? Who's he coaching?
Where is he? He's in France somewhere. Yeah, I think.
He was assistant coach of Belgium, wasn't he?
Yes,
yeah,
at
that's
the World
right.
Cup.
Yeah. So, A-League, Sydney FC, mate, they were bad against Wellington in the first half.
It wasn't a good day at the office, and, three goals conceded in very similar fashion, particularly the first two from Roy Krishna just making forward runs in between, in between the Van der Linden and Michael Zullo.
He split them so easily.
Yeah, they held a high line with a midfielder on the ball facing forward, and that's a no-no in football. You don't hold that line. Van der Linden, for the second one, I think it was, tried to play the offside. Zullo was disconnected with him. So there's some things there for Stevie Corica to work through this week. And it's, if you look at the form going into the derby this weekend, Sydney coming off that disappointing loss, and it was a disappointing result and performance. Western Sydney coming off a win over the Mariners. So contrasting confidence levels going into the game. But I'm going to stick with Sydney because I think they've got such an emphatic record over the Wanderers in the derby. They know how to win the derby.
But even before that loss on the weekend, Sydney FC haven't been playing great.
No.
Yeah, well, you remember the week before against the Mariners away. They were woeful in the first half. Stevie Corica revved them up at halftime, got a reaction. They got over the line. Was it an emphatic victory in the second half? No, it wasn't. So there's definitely some work to do there, but there's enough winners in that dressing room with the likes of Brosk, Ninkovic, and those types to get them back on track.
I reckon both these teams are suffering from losing their home grounds too, particularly the Western Sydney Wanderers. That was a fortress, wasn't it? Yeah. Wonderland. They're $3.30 outsiders this match at ANZ Stadium up against Sydney FC 210, who are also missing, you know, Jubilee Oval's not exactly Allianz Stadium, is it?
No, I reckon that's a massive point, TK. Like, you've seen what's happened with the Wanderers the last couple of seasons. Sydney are now away from Allianz for three seasons, and it's very, very difficult for the players. Very difficult.
Yeah. In that EPL match, Everton have scored. It's 1-0 over Watford.
There you go.
There we go. Talking about the Mariners earlier, what's going on with them?
Mate, they have been the perennial disappointment of the A-League, and I've got a lot of friends up there on the Central Coast from my time up there. It's a wonderful little club. But you have to say, when does the buck stop with the owner, Mike Charlesworth? If you look at from when he took over the club, the ownership of the club from Peter Turnbull, the club won the grand final in the first, I think, 6 weeks or 8 weeks of him taking over. So he can't take credit for that. Graham Arnold, I think, saw the writing on the wall. He got out of there and went to Japan. I took over. Since me, he's gone through me, Tony Walmsley, Paul Ocon, and now Mike Mulvey. So, you know, at the end of the day, we can't all be bad coaches.
Is Mike gone?
Mike Charlesworth is still there.
No, Mike Mulvey.
No, he's not. Oh, but
when you said he's gone through those coaches, I thought Mulvey had got the bullet.
No, I beg your pardon. Mike Mulvey is still there. But you know, there's...
Well, he's a premiership winner.
Well, that's right. Exactly. He won the double with Brisbane. And was a fantastic youth team coach at Gold Coast, took over there, had some success in a short space of time. But, you know, there's a common denominator there. Yeah.
Are a club that need to win because their support drops off pretty quickly other clubs. And given that they're a small club, they can ill afford that.
Exactly. And it's gone from the small club that could to the small club that just can't.
Yeah.
And there's one common denominator there. Now, under Laurie McKenna and the previous ownership, it was the most stable club in the A-League. It's now gone through five coaches in 5 years. Mike Mulvey is still in the chair, so he's the fifth coach. But that's just not good enough for a regional club. It is not good enough. And the buck has to stop with the owner because you've got to invest money in football to be successful.
Right. Well, they're now talking of expansion in the A-League. All right. So we, say a club like the Central Coast, could they be a club that could fold into the future?
Oh, I'd hate to see the day that happen because it's a wonderful little club and a wonderful area, region to be represented. But yes, no club is safe. I mean, you look at Wellington, their spot has been threatened plenty of times, and the Mariners' position in the league would come under scrutiny, definitely, if there were other stronger bids that emerged.
Mm. Yeah. Because they're talking at the moment of obviously two extra teams coming into the A-League, and that looks to be put on hold for another 12 months. Until the 2021 season.
Yeah, well, there's talk this morning in the papers that if that happens, two big bids may drop out of the race altogether and never come back. So big decisions to be made by the new board tomorrow.
Absolutely. And this Raheem Sterling story is massive. It's on making huge headlines all over the UK and Europe too about racial abuse he copped last weekend. And four spectators have been charged with that. And I think there's a deeper undercurrent as well about, you know, all he's got on the front foot, Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, that's right. And a journalist over there, Darren Lewis, who we see on Fox Sports, each week with his EPL crosses bought into it and said he's actually lined up Mourinho a little bit and said the way he describes a couple of his players like the Pogbas, like the Lukakus as lazy, is buying into the narrative. So, it's a big story. It's brewing and it's looks like it's bubbling to the surface.
You're a good man, Phil Moss.
Great to be here, guys. Thank you. Have a good
week.
Just repeating that scoreboard as well. Everton 1, Watford 0. That's 20 minutes gone.